Tene means manifested all these things. Here the meaning in a rush visar, I am coming. Tene Brahma Hidaja Adakabai. Adakabai means Vyasadeva. Ne? Tene Arasa Brahma. Brahma. Tene Brahma Hidaya. Brahma means here Brahma means Arasa Brahma. Rasa Brahma. He gave that ocean of Rasa Brahma in the heart of Vyas, and he manifested in the heart of Sukadeva Goswami, and then he recited it in the Sabha of Parikshit Maharaj. Understanding?
Yes, I understand that meaning.
The Brahma Harida.
Brahma means Rasa.
Not Brahma.
Brahma.
Rasa Brahma.
Rasa Brahma.
In the heart of Adakavaya means Vyasadeva. And he saw it in Samadhi. Bhakti yogena manasi samyak panihite amale apasyat purusham purna mayancha jadapasyam. In first canto. In dialogue between Narada and Brahma, Narada and Vyasa, everything is written there. Then he saw Srimad Bhagavat, all the past leela of Krishna, from birth to last. And then he revealed it in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Brahma Hirda, Rasa Brahma, he manifested in the heart of Adakavaya. Moyanti Jata Surayaha. He manifested this Rasa in the heart of Vyas, and that Rasa is quite durlab. Durlab means kya hota hai?
Difficult.
Very difficult. Not difficult.
Durlab.
Scarce.
Rare.
Not rare also. Durlab.
Scarcity
for Brahma, Shankar and so many Narada. That prem. What prem? That Radha and Krishna Paraspar serving each other. Radha is telling that why you have cleared my altar. And Krishna by his hand, he is trembling and writing Krishna. He cannot write correctly.
Not steady.
He is trembling. Why? By the prema of Srimati Radhika. This facts. And Krishna takes this fate of Srimati Radhika. Now, he thinks that, there should be none here. Anyone is not here. Then taking this fate to his laps. And smoothly he keeps on his head. That see, this color comes here and here. When this color comes here, here is Lakshmi Devi. This is shining more than that. Krishna is getting more importance of this color than Lakshmi here.
Yes.
And Bhrigu Lanchan is there.
Yeah.
More than what he has reared here. Money, costume money.
Yeah, costume.
It comes on the costume money, this red. So it becomes so beautiful. And Krishna is praying. This is ocean of rasa. Even very, very suri, jata muhyanti surayaha. Suri cannot have this idea. Suri means mukta jeev. Those who have
liberated souls.
So, tene brahmarida jada kabe muhyanti jata surayaha. Tejo bar madang jatra vinmayo trisargo amrishadhana sinis nirastako kum shakta. Paramadhi. Or more
even more can be given.
When I will have time, I will see. I will explain the rest things in a rush portion, in a rush explanation. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Sanatana Goswami, all are manifested by Krishna, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for giving this artha. So really, to whom these are, so both are Radha and Krishna. But he has not taken here the name of Srimati Radhika. Satyam Parama Dhimahi. So Radhika is Satyam, Parama Priya of Sri Krishna. I do dhyan of that Radhika here. So here, this Srimad Bhagavata is certainly for Radhika Mahatma.
And he can relish it, and Lord Chaitanya relished it. Yeah.
Today? Have you heard this before?
No, I have not. It's very wonderful. It opens up the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. That's the first verse.
That is taken. In this shloka is also the name of Srimati Radhika. By one, rush cannot come. That's the Vishaya and Asya. Krishna is Vishaya. Here there is no name of Krishna, but yet Satyam Parama Dhimahi. Krishna is Satyam Parama Dhimahi. But Krishna Dhimahi to Radhika also. So it denotes, this is a shloka, denotes both Radha and Krishna jugal. This is the hidden meaning of this first shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. And from this explanation of this shloka is all Srimad Rest Bhagavatam. This is the more main shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. They are not equal to Krishna in any way. But we should not do another. We should not disrespect them.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would visit the temples of the demigods.
The demigods are all there. Any jeev, every jeev has Krishna in his heart, so all should be honored.
But
Raghunath Das Goswami has honored Chandrauli also.
Maharaj, yesterday you said that an ordinary sadhak cannot directly approach Srimati Radharani, but there are some general prayers like Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. It is called Pranamami Hari Priye. I offer my respects to Srimati Radharani. That prayer sounds like the sadhak can directly pray in a general way.
Ordinary sadhak don't know who is Radha. Only they utter this shloka, but I think that don't realize the meaning of this shloka. If they are realizing, then they are Madhyama Adhikari and they are somewhat qualified to do this.
You have that next to the bush.
Chaliye paasak dalen.
May I ask another question about the worship of Radharani? This is something that our Srila Prabhupada has written. To perform devotional service means to follow in the footsteps of Radharani. And devotees in Vrindavan put themselves under the care of Radharani in order to achieve perfection in their devotional service. In other words, devotional service is not an activity of the material world. It is directly under the control of Radharani. In Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that the Mahatmas, or great souls, are under the protection of Daivi Prakriti.
Are they total? They
are coming. The internal energy, Radharani. So, that also seems to describe the general supervision of all the bhaktas by Srimati Radharani, not only those who are in Madhurya.
I told something about this yesterday.
Something.
Because the bhakti is the vritti of Srimati Radhika.
Bhakti is the...
Bhakti is one of the bhav of Srimati Radhika.
Yes.
So in general terms, Srimati Radhika does everything. But there is a specialty of Madhur Rasa.
This would...
Avirane do. You can go and talk.
He always sees Krishna in new way.
New way. Nityanutam.
Nityanutam. Nityanonavaya. So, if any pastime of Krishna is going on, by the Yoga Maya Prabhava, it will seem as if it is new. What to tell of Krishna Katha? If I am telling any Krishna pastime to you, I will describe it so many times, but
different
type. That same thing, but it will be tested as new. So Krishna Katha, Krishna Roop, Krishna Lila are all Navaya Navaya. The same thing, but even.
Yeah.
When he says to Krishna, she feels Radhika, that I have never seen these eyes so bakra. This is like a bow. Ne? Kundali is like a stone. No? The sight of Srimati Radhika or Krishna is like an arrow. If arrow is given dhar diya ja raha hai, samajhte hain?
Sharpening, yeah.
Sharpening. On kundal, and makes it so...
Shining.
Eh?
Shining, sharp.
Sharp. Eh? So that it will go penetrate here and come out here.
True.
Eh? This kataksha. No? So he sees it in so many ways, various ways. When she sees it, seems new and new. So these pastimes goes new and new. Now you can ask that question.
Oh, but would it disturb your taking prasadam?
No, we will tell.
All right. My question was whether devotees can directly pray to Srimati Radharani, as in the Radha Pranam, seeing her as the mother of bhakti. But last night you said only through Yogamaya or Vrindadevi can they approach. But these prayers, they are made directly to Radharani, Tapta Kanchan, Gaurangi, Radhe, Vrindavanesh. And the devotees, say in ISKCON, devotees I know, they have a sentiment that they would like to pray to Srimati Radharani. They see the Murti Radha Krishna. But is this not approved, this idea of that I can pray to Radha Rani or can it only be done through the Yogamaya and through
What is Pranam Mantra?
Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye.
Why they are doing pranam?
Why? Because the spiritual master gives them this prayer and tells them, no.
Why they are doing pranam?
Because they worship her.
Why they worship?
Because she is Krishna's dearmost.
They want anything?
No.
Nothing?
Just devotional service.
Nothing?
Nothing material.
Asami. Must they have greed anything?
They have greed for devotional service. But not in a specific way. And they have not yet realized rasa.
Their idea is not completed there. Rupa Goswami is doing this prayer, or Raghunath Das Goswami is doing this prayer, and ordinary person he is doing. The meaning is the same?
No.
So the ordinary person, general, anyone can do.
No harm.
No harm, ordinary. Like we do pranam to Krishna. We also to Jagannath. Why we do to Jagannath? And why to Krishna? What are the ideas there behind it? Jagannath is of Dwarka. No? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees that actually there is no difference of tattva. Only there is difference of rasam only there. We cannot have the same thing which we have from Radha and Krishna, from Jagannath. There is Subhadraji and Baladeva also with Krishna. So we cannot ask for anything to Radha and Krishna there, in front of Subhadra and Baldev. Baldev is elder brother of Krishna. But when we do pranam to Srimati Radhika here, it is a general pranam mantra. They don't know what is Srimati Radhika and what we want from Radhika. What class of devotion we want, we actually don't know. We have no greed. We are doing Vaidhi Bhakti Mandir. As a Narayana Sarup, we were doing that. But when gradually we will have an association of Rasik Vaishnava Bhakta, and when we know the speciality of Srimati Radhika, what is Radhika, then we can do this pranam so well way. For general mass, there is no difference of aap kaun se mantra bol rahe the, wo Bhagavat wala pranam?
Yam Brahma.
Jab Brahma Rudra Marutai Divya Tavai Vedaya-sanga-pada-karma-upanishadai gāyanti jagan-sāmaga dhyāna-vasthi tadgatena manasa pasyanti yoginam yasyantam na vidu surasura-gana devāyata-smaini-mā. They will see that same person. One slok is there also. Santākāram bhujagasainam padmanābham suresam. This is slok. They will tell that this pranam is mantra is so good than that Radha pranam. Yeah. There are so many persons. And they actually say, like this. But when we have heard from our master spiritual master, who is Sri Radhika, in what way we want to have the devotional service of Srimati Radhika, what is the importance, the specialties, then we can do pranam actually. It is said that in the Bhaktivinoda Thakur Kirtan, Eibara Karuna Karo Lalita Vishakha, not Radhika here. Raghunath Das Goswami Prem to Srimati Radhika. At first he has done pranam to his Gurudev, Rupa Goswami. Sirup Manjari Pathita Puresmin Pumsaha Parashri Badanam Nahi Parashri. As a Sakhi Bhav. And he told him, I am doing all the pranam, giving Kushmanjali in the Radhika through you.
Again.
Not directly. This is the way.
Maharaj, there's that in the Song of the Parrot, the last line is the devotee is asking Srimati Radharani directly, Maya Matma Padma Padma. Dasyadastu Radhika.
Who is doing?
This is what the Song of the Parrot is saying.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is doing. He has power to do. Only we repeat it, that one day we will be able to do this prarthana direct to Srimati Radhika. Now we are uttering this. It is of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Govinda Lilamrita. No? We are not able to remember all these Lila of past times of Krishna Das Gopiraj Goswami written in Govinda Lilamrita. It is not for us now. When we will be able, qualified for this, then we can do. Radhika is so much far away from. We want to do, we utter all these slokas.
If we keep on uttering these slokas with very menial feeling, katar bhav, then we'll get this upliftment, advancement. Of course, we don't understand and we don't have that feeling in us right now.
Gradually, you'll know.
This, only the main question which is before us. Yeah.
Mm.
We should keep on praying like this, or
it is not forbidden to pray.
We should pray, and we should utter all these slokas. There is a sloka. Bhajami Radham Arvinda Nistram. Smarami Radham Madhurasmitabhyam. Badami Radham Karuna Bharadham. Tato Maman Nasti Gatit Nakat. राधा जी के बिना हमारी कोई गति नहीं है. एक्चुअली इट इज सो. राधा जी के बिना गति हमारी नहीं है. ये है एक्चुअली, समझ रही है मेरी बात. अभी तम खा रहे हैं, पी रहे हैं, चल रहे हैं, फिर रहे हैं, अभी राधा जी से संबंध क्या रखे इनको कहने के लिए कह रहे हैं. एक्चुअली वी आर नॉट लाइक सो. विदाउट राधा आई कैनॉट लीव ए मोमेंट इन दिस श्लोक. Bhajami Radham Arvinda Netram. I am doing bhajan to Radhika. Her lotus eyes are like a lotus. Arvinda Netram. Some reddish. Some whiteness. Some whiteness. And in whiteness there is some reddish bhav. And by the corner she is seeing the Krishna. Not by full eyes, only very little corner. When she sees to Krishna, the float of Krishna with his hand goes down. And this Pitambar Vastra also goes down. And Krishna at once became trembling and he is about to fall on earth. Only by a very, very little part of eyes he sees. So I am doing Vandana to Srimati Radhika. That Krishna, by a part of his eye, her eyes, is being soap. She becomes like soap. He forgets himself. So bhajami radham aravinda netram smarami radham madhura smritabhyam. And I smarami, I am remembering Srimati Radhika. Madhura smitabhyam. Smit, you know? Smit means dhire dhire, mand, muskan.
Smit.
Smit. Not oh ho ho ho. Kalevata
kuranin, dosta vijayagala.
Thikaj. Madhura smitabhyam. Madhur. Madhur means with madhu. Honey. Like honey. You can give the taste of this honey. Always taking. Why she is laughing? Krishna is doing like this, Srimati Radhika. And begging pardon. That you should give your man. You are so little, Krishna is telling. You are so little, so sukumari, but yet your man is so much.
Big.
Big. How it came in your heart? So Srimati is laughing, smiling. Madhura smitabhyam, badami radham, karuna bharabhyam. Yet you are so karun that anyone who wants that I like to be dasi of Srimati Radhika, she at once sent Lalita. Go and see whether she wants or not. And if she is wanting, then at once give my darshan to her. Bring her in my lotus feet. So I know that there is none without Radhika. I cannot do upasana to anyone else than even Krishna I will be. So I want to bhajami radham.
You can remember your Gurudev at Vrindavan. You can remember Vrindavan. It's a very easy method.
Yeah. And read. And here the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. Giriraj Maharaj, that now in our reading we should concentrate on developing the Raganuga, because now for 25 years we've read Vaidhi Bhakti, now this is, so these other books are now important.
By doing Vaidhi Bhakti sincerely, after some time, it is told that Raganuga Bhakti will come. There is a chance, because doing Bhakti, we have so much faith in Vaishnava.
Yes.
In Kanishtha Adhikari, no faith on Vaishnava, only faith on Guru. And outward, Madhyam Adhikari, he thinks so much things. He can know what is cheat, what is achit, what is good, what is bad. He knows the relations also. So, he will have faith
all Vaishnava. And at that time, you have a chance to associate any good quality of Vaishnava. And by that, Raganugami. It is so chance. You will see that this Vaishnava is very good Vaishnava. He has Guru Nishtha and also he is praying to Radhika. This is the Sirachayanti, Vaijayanti, all these slokas. And all these he has some tendency towards Srimati Radhika. No? He likes to read, he likes to remember and tell Harikatha on Krishna and Gopis. He knows everything. He knows Vedanta. He knows all Siddhant. But yet, he is going towards, he has some ruchi towards the pastimes of Krishna, between Krishna and Gopis. I should also do some stava, vandana to Radhika. From this begins. Then he does this oftenly, here and there. But after some time, he had a taste to do always, regularly. Now, he likes to read Gopi Geet. All the Bhramar Geet, Jugal Geet, and wants to the explanations of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, what Sanatan Goswami has told in Vaishnava Dursani, what G. Goswami is telling there. Now, he likes to read the books in which all these things are there. So gradually, this taste and greed is advancing. This is the method.
Yes. And in his Harinam, that also changes.
But, certainly, the bhav changes. Now, when he chants, he does pranam to Srimati Radhika. Now, he was doing only Radhika. In advanced position, he may do bandana of Rupmanjari, Rati Manjari, Tulasi Manjari, Jamuna, Giriraj, all the things who can give Radha Dasya Bhav. At first he was testing only Radhika. Now he sees that Radhika cannot be found. So he will go in a certain method. And that method is how Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami has told and advised in Manasiksha, Upadeshamrita and all other books. Now he will have this test in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, what is Bhav, what is Rag, what is Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattvi, Vantanu. Then he will see that in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, no special thing has been given of Madhur Rasa. Then alone he will read Ujjal Ninmani, all the things which requires for Madhur Rasa. Gradually he will go.
towards his Guru Dev also undergoes a change.
His sattva will be increased so much.
Yes.
Oh, now I realize what Guru is. At first I was not thinking about what marvelous gift he has given to me. Now he said. What way we are now conversation due to Swamiji and my Gurudev, if you have not mercy of your Gurudev, you cannot meet me. And if my Gurudev has not taken me from Maya and given all these things, how can I give you? So it is mercy of always knowing and we are realizing the mercy of.
Raganuga seems to mean to begin to understand that everything has an inner meaning. We've been taught like a covering, and now we see there's always something inside.
If Vaidhi Bhakti are not developing, and we have a simply faith on Gurudev, but not increasing. No, then it would be like Bhavananda, Bhagwan Das, and all others.
We must go forward or else we go down.
Huh? Okay. They are bound to go down. Cannot understand the stage of a Gurudev. They can only understand that our Gurudev has taught us the method of earning all these things.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
And this is only Hari Bhakti or Guru Bhakti. Follow all these things and to increase Krishna prem, Braja prem, they don't know.
You gave that a definition of Niyamagraha as refusing
yes.
to go forward.
Perfect.
I will not go forward, but I have now enough.
Yes. This is Guru Bhakti.
Yes.
This is everything. We have gained everything. We are now full. Yes. Bhakti Vedan Swami Pad. We are proceeding to Mathura, leaving Vrindavan in right, left side.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And you will leave me at Vrindavan. Tumi thaka ek jaga, u rakho ek jaga. You will leave me in Mathura and you will reach in Vrindavan.
But I don't understand Vrindavan. I cannot enter Vrindavan.
Anyhow, you go to Vrindavan.
Yes. One danger for those of us who are hearing from you is if we think, we are better than the other devotees in ISKCON. They are practicing Vaidhi Bhakti. We hear from Narayan Maharaj. Then we become proud. So we have to hear all this and practice, but remain servant of the other devotees too. I know that, but I have to be careful.
If a man really enters or he has greed, he will be more and more tṛṇādapi sumīj, tarurapi sahiṣṇunāt. No abhimān, nothing, very simple. And if he has something abhimān, I know better than others, then certainly he has no Raghavendra. It makes that I don't nothing. I'm so in lower grade, always hankering, always weeping, always chanting, giving respect to others.
In some ways a lady has some advantage over a man because of the male ego. No particular advantage.
No. It is chance form only. Those who are so strict and very komal heart,
sometimes.
Soft-hearted. But very strict.
Strict.
Women are not so strict.
So that's not good.
That's naughty. No. So at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have seen only half. Madhuri Devi was only half.
That's true.
Rupa Goswami and so many persons are seen in this line,
yes.
But none of so advanced in women. They can come in passion, so it is dangerous for them.
Maharaj, can you tell me anything of this name that Prabhupada gave me, Satsvarupa? I asked him once, he said, it means the inner meaning of truth, but it does not appear to be any name of Krishna or anything. Not a very rasic name like Tamal Krishna or Giriraj, but it is Krishna.
Krishna is Satsang. Always he is Achyuta. So Krishna is Satsvarup.
His form is truth, eternal.
But directly, not Krishna name.
Directly?
Not directly.
The name is not known. I have never heard Krishna called that in any.
Your Gurudev will change your name afterward.
He will? Huh? Certainly.